This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
This story is just everywhere. I actually didn't plan on talking about it, but it's like every single news outlet that I was going to yesterday had it as the headline news, you know, the main story. And of course, everybody's talking about it. Let me read the headline from NBC News. It says, Georgia mother says she's being forced to keep brain dead pregnant daughter alive under abortion ban law. Have you heard about what's going on with this?
I have not.
So her daughter back in January basically had started experiencing headaches, and they had come in and done some testing, but says the mom says they didn't do enough. And so they clearly didn't catch the fact that she had a bunch of brain clots in her head. So when she was like 9 weeks or so pregnant, she ended up passing. This daughter did, which is really, really sad. But she's been kept on a ventilator to in hopes of at least delivering the baby at some point. And this mom is very angry about that, saying that she should have been given a choice whether she wanted to. The mom says she should have been given a choice whether she wanted to keep her daughter on a ventilator or not in order to try to save the baby that's in her belly.
Why is that a thing? Is there any indication there's something wrong with the baby?
No. I mean,
for God's sake, what's wrong with this woman?
Listen to, here's the weirdest part. The mom says, well, we wouldn't necessarily want to even terminate the pregnancy, but we at least should be given the choice. Listen, though, to what this mom is saying about this whole situation.
It's torture for me. I come here and I see my daughter breathing by the ventilator, but she's not there. And I'm touching her. And she has a son. What brain to see her?
Now, 21 weeks pregnant, her baby's health uncertain.
She's pregnant with my grandson, but my grandson may be blind, may not be able to walk, wheelchair bound. We don't know if he'll live once she has him.
Well, that's the reality of any pregnancy. There's nothing to indicate that that could be what the situation is. And you heard the mom even say, well, the baby may this or may that or may, we don't know. She's just making all of these claims. And it's so sad because you see everybody commenting, hundreds and hundreds of comments on any sort of outlet that's posted the story. And of course, people are like, this is ridiculous. I can't believe they're torturing the mom and making her do this. I mean, your daughter just tragically died. I can't even imagine. Wouldn't you want to have that piece of your daughter, that beautiful, beautiful baby that's growing in her belly right
Clearly,
now?
Clearly, April Newkirk does not.
Well, but remember, she even said it's not necessarily an issue of whether they would choose to terminate the pregnancy. She really wanted the choice is her big issue.
No, you don't need the choice unless you're going to terminate the pregnancy. I would feel better about it if I had the choice, because my choice would have been to keep the baby, but I'm going to complain about it anyway.
She also, so this girl who's 30 years old who passed away, She also has a son. So this now grandma was like, you know, so now the boyfriend of this girl, you know, we're going to have to work with him to basically parent so she doesn't want the responsibility of having to care for the, which I understand, that is a lot. I do empathize with that. She's in her, I think she said she's in her 50s or 60s. The mom is, the grandma. I get that. Like, it would not be an easy situation, but that's just not a reason to kill the baby. I mean, this baby's, you heard him, 21 weeks. My baby is 25 weeks right now. I've been feeling kicks since about 15 weeks. Lots of kicks. Certainly since 20 weeks. And I had my 20-week anatomy scan, and I was absolutely a baby. And so it just is so sad to me that people are so upset about this. And Allie Beth Stuckey, who I've talked about, she has a podcast. She's very vocal Christian conservative. She says that this is not because of the abortion law. That's what everyone's pointing to. She claims it's because of a 2007 law requiring babies and brain dead mothers to be saved.
Okay.
But what gets a lot of clicks is if you say it's because of the abortion ban
law.
Because so many states, including Missouri, are debating that right now.
I feel horrible for the family. I also feel worse and embarrassed for them that they're choosing to make this about abortion. That they've chosen to make it political. They went and interviewed for this story, I see, Monica Simpson, executive director of the organization Sister Song, who said the first issue with Smith's case is that she did not receive proper care when she sought help for her headaches. The situation in the family now raises another issue, the gray area with the state's abortion ban. Well, no, it, as you pointed out, it doesn't. It's a totally different law that affects this. When would the when they want to take away parental consent anyway? This woman was of age. She was 30 years old.
And who's to say that the daughter would want the baby aborted?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't that daughter want her child to be raised and to have a chance to live?
I'm going to say it's going to sound callous to me to say this, but somebody's got to say it. I will guarantee you there's a GoFundMe page that's been started for this family, because you know my five paragraph rule, don't you, Kim?
Yeah.
To get to the story that they bury the lead in most of these stories to get clicks. The very last line of that story. Do you read it? The very last line of that NBC story. Newkirk said the family is having to deal with the financial responsibility of keeping Smith on life support. They would have pulled the plug on this woman and killed this baby because it was costing them too much to keep her alive.
Here's what I'm wondering, because some people were trying to make the arguments in comments saying the hospital should be forced to pay for this, as if it was the hospital that made this decision. No, it's state law that's requiring the mother to be kept alive so that they can save the baby. And I would think that if you're on life support for weeks on end, that insurance would cover that. I can't imagine. I question the legitimacy of that statement right there.
Technically, she's still alive. We're assuming she had insurance. I'm guessing she had insurance. If she's medically still alive, wouldn't the insurance company be on the hook for continuing to pay for that?
That's my thought.
As long as she has a benefit.
I can't imagine the family having to pay for that, because, I mean, life support for weeks on end would be incredibly expensive. I mean, my son being in the NICU for a few days was like tens of thousands of dollars had we not had insurance.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that would be really expensive. But how would an insurance company, again, we're making the assumption that she had insurance, but how would an insurance company not cover that? This whole situation, there's a lot of questions to be asked. And I think that's another thing that this brings up, is you see headlines like this that are catchy. And half the time, people don't even take the time to read the actual article. They just, you know, are little keyboard warriors and start going off after reading some little flashy headline. And you also need to just question, like, what am I not really being told in this story? What's missing?
Out of this tragedy, she's being given the gift of her grandchild. Mm-hmm. Out of this tragedy, she has something. I know it's complicated, But it's not that complicated. It's just not. This is an emotional time for her, and I think the family's being driven by financial concerns, period. I'll guarantee you there's a fundraiser going on. I haven't seen it yet, mm-hmm. but I'll bet if we dug around, there's a GoFundMe somewhere for this family to help offset medical costs.
I'm sure. There's no way the family would be expected to pay for life support for that long. And by the way, I wonder how long they'll
yeah, if
keep
she's
the baby. Because normally they say the baby, I think it's like 36 weeks, they say the baby's quote-unquote full term. I mean, technically they should try to get the baby to 40 weeks, at least if at all possible. But I wonder when they would try to deliver this baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
She's emancipated, which I'm assuming she is, at 30 years old, living on her own. She wasn't living at home. She had some source of income. She was no longer the responsibility of the parents. Why do her medical bills now become the responsibility of the parents if it's the state that's forcing her to remain on a ventilator? I mean, that would be my first question. I'm sure it's expensive to keep her on there. There have to be medical bills piling up. Even if she had the very best insurance going, there would be some medical bill that would just have to be written off because she doesn't have a husband. Mm-hmm. And if she dies,
there
will technically no one to be responsible for her bills.
Yeah, Wally on Facebook was saying the family's not going to pay for anything. The hospital will essentially write it off.
My guess is that's what's going to happen. This is just some left-wing organization has convinced her to go try to make an issue out of this. Wait till they try to get to Missouri and start. They may use this as an example of what could happen in Missouri to some poor family having to suffer through keeping their grandchild alive. I mean, come on.
It doesn't change, like you said, just to reiterate it, it doesn't change the fact that this would be really, really hard on the family to have the daughter on a ventilator or the dad of this baby to have
that.
His girlfriend on the ventilator. Like, that is just really sad. I can only imagine difficult that. But it doesn't mean you should end the life of the baby. And it's just... I had to stop myself from reading all the comments because I'm like, I can't see all these people just being so selfish and saying like, you should terminate. I can't believe that they're even forcing her to do this. And it's just sad where our society is right now.
I would agree with that completely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.